Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing out there? It is Derek Felix live with a hard hits here at 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast in New York City. How is everybody out there? It is a hard hits October baseball as the two championship series are playing out right now. I am Derek Felix, and over the next half an hour, we are going to talk about both the ALCS and the NLCS. And we also might be joined by a guest. And I hope that they do join us because we've got to start this show off by talking about the Cubs. You know, when they got through the Giants and they won in four games and they had the great comeback, the dramatic comeback, you had to feel pretty good for the Cubs. This is supposed to be the year for them. Now, it's not to say that they can't do it the following year or the next year after. But for them to get through it, you have to feel pretty good for them. They advanced in four games. They waited for the Dodgers, who rolled out Kershaw for the final two outs, and Kershaw was remarkable as they staged the comeback against the Nationals. Or I should call them the Frasitals, to borrow Steve Summers' phrase, WFAN talkie legend, because they crashed out with Dusty Baker. But they were ready. They were supposed to be ready, at least. And you felt pretty good. You felt pretty good. Even after Gonzalez gets the big hit against Chapman, ties up game one at four. And one thing I would say, I said to my Cubs buddies, was you eke out a run. Sneak a couple of runs in the bottom of the eighth inning, and you're going to win. And what do? They don't just do that. Gail Montero, out of all people, hits a grand slam. A grand slam. A pinch hit grand slam for Aroldis Chapman. After Dave Roberts played the hunch there and loaded the bases, you know, figuring, I got to get Chapman out of the game. And I mean, they bring up Miguel Montero. You're not thinking he's going to take you out, but Miguel Montero did. He hit a home run. He on an 0-2 pitch, he took it deep. And then Dexter Fowler followed with a home run himself. And the Cubs would go on to win that game, 9-5. And you felt pretty good. If you're a Cubs fan, you felt like, well, maybe this is going to be our year. Look at how we came back against the Giants to win game four, scored all those runs against that awful bullpen. And then Miguel Montero, I don't know, people, hits a grand slam. And Dexter Fowler hits a home run. And then on to game two. And, yeah, it didn't go the way we thought it was going to go. They lost game two. They lost. They got shut down by Kershaw. Kershaw, on 3 days rest, shut them down for seven innings. A remarkable performance by him. He has been nothing short of spectacular in these playoffs. And they couldn't score. And Roberts went to his closer. And Jansen's been nothing short of brilliant. And the Dodgers were winners. And so the series was even. So they split the first two games and come back to play in Los Angeles. And after the Cubs got shut out by Kershaw and Jansen, who were just a great combination, game three, you had Arrieta going against Rich Hill. Rich Hill's a good story. Rich Hill used to be a Cub, lefty who rebuilt his career last year with the Red Sox, signed with Oakland A's, and the Dodgers acquired him for pitching help. He's got great control, pinpoint control. Used to be a Cub. Matches up against Arrieta. Arrieta and Cyborg, whatever, last year. You're thinking, well, you think that it's going to go to the Cubs. You think it's going to go to the Cubs. It didn't. It didn't. And I watched the first few innings of this game. I watched as Seager got an RBI single. I watched as Grandal hit a two-run home run. I couldn't watch anymore. I couldn't watch anymore. The Cubs couldn't get any hits against Rich Hill. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going upstairs. To hell with this. I'll listen to the rest of the game on ESPN Radio. As I'm falling asleep, I hear them hit another home run, and then 4-0. And I fell asleep. And I was just like, enough. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it. Not my team. It's John's team. And I couldn't take it. I just, like, enough of this. By the time I wake up later, it's 6-0, and they lose. And they've all been shut out in two straight games, and they're down 2-1. And for the love of God, please hit. Could this team please hit? They have to win the next game. If they don't win the next game, I hate to say it, but they might be done if they don't win the next game. But that's how I feel about it, and I hope I'm wrong here. I hope this is not going to be another depressing Cubs October, especially for my Cubs buddies. 424-675-8226, but that's the topic right now, and we'll get to the ALCS and the Indians. We're up 3-1 against Toronto after. But let's bring in John Giannorio. He is in Las Vegas. He is a huge Cubs fan. Why don't we get his perspective on where they are in this series? John, good evening.
Well, the Cubs have played the two best left-handers in the National League West, and it hasn't gone well.
Well, I mean, I don't know what that means, but yeah, they have played the two best left-handers. One they were able to beat, the other one they didn't touch for 7 innings, and they didn't even work the count against them.
No, they haven't been able to touch one of them so far.
Well, you know, Rich Hill's an interesting case. He's a guy that, you know, was a Cub. He's a guy that obviously kind of, you know, fell on hard times and then repaired his career and winds up with the Red Sox last year, pitches two complete games last year, if I remember correctly, with the Red Sox. And then, let's see, 36 years old, right? The A signed him. Anybody could have signed him. The A's on them, and the Dodgers decided, you know what? We can use another lefty. You know, they had some depth to our starting rotation. Let's get him. Let's go get him. I don't think they coughed up too much. Well, actually, they gave up pitching. Who cares what they gave? You know what? It doesn't even matter what they gave up. It was a good trade for them. Originally a Cub, and hey, he was even a Yankee a couple of years ago. He was a Yankee.
That's right.
For a song. Yeah. 5 1/3, right? He out of the bullpen, 9 strikeouts, 6 hits, a earned run. They had him out of the bullpen. Boston had him for 4 starts, 29 innings, 36 strikeouts last year. Oakland said, you know what? We'll take him. He pitched great for them. 9-3, 2.25. Over the Dodgers, no problem. I mean, 34 innings, only 5 walks, 39 strikeouts, 3-2, and 6 starts. Yeah, no problem. We'll take him. Why not? And, Rich Hill, keeping the Cubs off balance. You know, a lineup that's having some issues right now. Madden did make some moves. I said they needed to probably switch the lineup around. You know, maybe move Addie Russell down because he has not been hitting. They did move Baez up, I think, to 5th, if I'm not mistaken.
Did that work, Eric, by the way? You were saying that he was the only one that could hit. Did that work? Was he better than Chris Bryant tonight?
Oh, okay. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Gotcha.
All right.
So maybe that was a bit stupid of you to be saying, huh?
I was just browsing you, and you know that.
I know. You know it.
I'll tell you what. Javier Baez has been one of your best players, if not your best overall player, starting with fielding and hitting. He's certainly been very impressive.
No.
I know you don't like admitting. Ah, you can't admit that, though. That's okay. That's okay.
It's not true.
All right. They did try. They tried Jorge Soler in this game for, I don't know, a couple of at-bats. That didn't work either. He made a nice play in the outfield on a line drive when I was watching it before. I just decided I can't watch this anymore. Ben Zobrist is hitting third. He's not hitting. You know, what about maybe I don't know. I don't even know what the pitching matchup is in the next game. What is it? It's the Dodgers' young lefty, right? A 20-year-old, Julio Urias, against the veteran right-hander for the Cubs, right? Who I can't think of. It's pitched for John Lackey, right? That's their matchup,
yeah.
Right? Urias is what, a lefty? He's a lefty, right?
Yes.
How about maybe, you know, Zobrist up to second or move Bias up to second. Put Bryant third. He's your best hitter. He's the guy who knocks in all the runs.
What difference would that have made?
Dexter Fowler is good. He's good. And I know Bryant bats second in this lineup. But if Anthony Rizzo is not going to hit, then Bryant's got no protection. I mean, Philly doesn't have any protection right now.
They were facing another really good left-hander.
He's a good pitcher. He's a good pitcher. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they've got to find a way to put together rallies. I don't really know what the answer is, to be honest.
What does that even mean, man? Like, they gave up one run last game. Maybe the Dodgers need to find a way to put together rallies.
The Dodgers are having had no problem tonight putting rallies. They did what they had to do.
Yeah, because Body by Jake was terrible. But until this game, you could say things about the Dodgers offense. You're being a cherry picker.
Arrieta he's not been a very good postseason pitcher. I mean, for some reason, I don't know
wasn't
why.
Very good
is.
Telling you in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, this guy was a great pitcher last year. You know, that I
he
think
was
we'd
a
agree
great
on.
Pitcher
he was dominant.
He was not very
dominant.
Good this year. Showed tonight. The real story of this game is not the Cubs' offense. It's not anything like that. It's that Body by Jake had another implosion. And, you know, he made it so that it would have been very hard for them to come back against a team with as much pitching and as good of a bullpen as the Dodgers have. That's
they have
the
a very
story.
Good bullpen. But, if you don't score runs, like they haven't scored any runs in the last 18 innings, it doesn't matter how many runs your pitcher gives up. You're not going to win.
They played the guy that has two Cy Youngs, would have won a third this year, and was the MVP. Give me a fucking break.
You know what?
Give me
that.
A break. No, give me a break. Where are the
rest.
Red
3 days
Sox
rest.
Right now?
Three days rest.
The team you claimed had the
run.
Best offense.
Work the freaking count.
The team you claimed had the
break.
Best offense in baseball and still haven't apologized for, by the way.
Give me
they got
a break,
beat by
man.
A team without
you know
any
what?
Pitching.
You know what? You're supposed to have the best
pitching.
Offense in the National League.
Without
is your offense?
Where
without
is your
any
offense?
Pitching.
They lost.
Where
the
is your offense?
No pitching. And you didn't
where's
say a
offense?
Word about it. You didn't
where's
say
your
a word about it.
Where's
you
where's
didn't
your
say
offense?
A word about
it. How's Anthony Rizzo
you
doing in the playoffs?
You didn't say a word about it. You didn't say a
Rizzo
word
hit?
About it. How did the Red Sox
where's
do
the
in
offense?
The playoffs? How did the Red Good. Sox do?
Oh, brother. They didn't have any pitching. They didn't have any pitching and they lost.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
They lost. They got
they
out
lost. Okay.
By a team that I
they,
a team that, would actually, that actually
they got out
to be better than I thought.
Yet how and yet the Cubs they didn't get out pitched. No, their offense is terrible and needs to wake up. Where was Mookie
their
Betts?
Their offense
the
definitely
playoffs?
Needs to wake up, man. I mean that's part
where
of the story
Mookie
here. You could sidestep it.
Where was
Hold
Mookie
on.
Betts?
You can sidestep this any way you want, okay?
No,
but
you are showing
the
bias.
If they don't jump,
you are
and
showing
get
your bias
a lead
right.
And score some runs and
you,
get your ass out of
you
the
are
game.
Showing, you
guess
are
what?
Showing your bias.
Your season is done if you don't win the next game.
Well,
you're not gonna come back.
But your bias is definitely
why are we talking
right?
about the Red Sox been out of the playoffs since last round?
Because your story changes depending on whether you don't like the players.
This is about
on the
your team. No,
you
no.
Have
this
stupid,
is about your
you
team.
Stupid,
this is about your
swingers,
team. You're totally out of control.
Free
here.
Swingers. Free
you're
swingers.
You're totally out of control.
Free swingers. And
you're totally
enough.
Out of control.
You're totally out of control.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I'm breaking
you,
it down. I'm
so
breaking it down
biased.
The way I see it.
You are
right?
breaking anything down.
I am
typical
breaking it down.
Bias.
What's biased about it?
It's very biased.
The fact that you're half right, that Arrieta had a bad game, picked an inopportune time for a bad game.
Arrieta had a terrible game.
Rich Hill is not Cy Young. Rich Hill is not Clayton Kershaw.
Rich Hill was excellent. Rich Hill was excellent this year. Rich Hill was excellent this year.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe I'm listening to this right now. I mean.
Of course, because it's against the agenda that you're trying to set.
And what is the obsession with Travis Wood and Justin Grimm with Joe Maddon? What's the obsession?
The game was already over.
These
the
guys
game
in?
Was already the game. Was
the game
already
was already
over.
Over. Of course, here's the justification for it.
And
I
it was
know.
Already.
I mean,
it was already over. I'm
you
right.
You know it was all. You know why it was over? Because you knew that your offense had no chance of coming back.
No, because body by Jake blew the game.
Yet you were able to score a lot of runs in game one, showed some, you know, some sort of resilience in game one against Joe Blanton. Dodgers came back.
Look at you go.
And the Dodgers did it against Chapman, who scored 103, 102. Gonzalez with
look
the
at
hit.
You, look
I
at
mean,
you go.
I mean, come on.
Look at you go. This is a totally.
Do you think that the Dodgers lineup is better than the Cubs lineup? Just give me a yes or no.
I think that Kershaw is better than any pitcher that the Cubs have. And I think that Rich Hill threw a better game than probably any Cub has thrown in the playoffs except for John Lester.
Okay. But you didn't answer my question, though. You kind of sidestepped my question. Do you like the Cubs lineup better than the Dodgers lineup?
But it's not. What difference does that make?
Because I'm just saying that, you know.
No, you're being biased.
I mean,
they
have to come up with hits. They got to put together put together a couple innings where you're able to put a couple of rallies through and get this series even. I mean, they have not been able to do that in the last two games. You want to give full credit to the Dodgers pitching, fine. But I'm saying
they have to find a way. I'm hearing the Cubs being held to a standard by you that you didn't hold any of these other teams to.
Well, do you want to know why I hold the Cubs to the standard?
Yeah.
Because all I heard from you is that the Cubs were going to win the World Series. They were going to win the World Series.
And all I heard from you is that the Red Sox had the best offense in baseball, and they got swept in the first round.
They did. But you know what? Great pitching shut down great hitting.
They don't have great pitching right now. Their great pitching is injured.
I wouldn't even say the Indians pitching was. You know what? But the Indians pitching against the Red Sox was great. Because they had Francona managing, and he was not afraid to roll the dice and bring in Andrew Miller to face Ortiz in the fifth inning, and he had those three guys, that three-headed monster, that could just shut the game down, even with the pitchers he had going.
Oh,
and Kluber certainly pitched. Kluber until he brought him back on 3 days rest because of their whole pitching situation. That might have been a risk. I don't know how that's going to work out for the Indians. They have a pitcher in the next game that's only pitched one major league game from the start. So that might have been a risk.
But you're kind of dodging the issue, which is that the teams that you are propping up all year have disappointed.
I picked the Red Sox, and I picked the Cubs. So I was wrong about Boston, all right? I don't know how many times you want to pick it, But you didn't criticize the way that you're criticizing
the Cubs.
What is there to say? The Cubs won 103 games this year. This is supposed to be their moment. Right now, they're coming up small.
The Dodgers have an excellent team as well.
They do, but they're coming up small right now. And I'm just saying they have to find a way
that has two MVP,
to get the next
that has
game.
Two Cy Youngs and an MVP award.
They have to find a way to get the next game.
Is it correct that they choked by losing to Clayton Kershaw?
Did I say that?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I have not said that. I haven't said that in the 20 minutes that I've been on here. So I did not say that.
So they didn't.
Was it Kershaw's fourth outing in 10 days? That's true. So did
the Royals choke when they lost to some joker?
To Bumgarner?
Did they choke? Was that a choke?
Yeah, it was great pitching.
Kershaw
was doing the same thing that Bumgarner did for his team in 2014. It's comparable.
And if the Dodgers go on and
win the whole thing, they'll compare Kershaw to Oral Hershiser from 1988 if the Dodgers win this thing. Because that's what Hershiser did for that team.
Cubs are being held to a very odd standard.
I think the Cubs are better than the Dodgers, but they just haven't performed better so far in the series. That's worrisome. That's all. Look, I'm expressing concern here for your team. I don't want to see
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing. What am I doing? I don't know what you're doing.
You are pushing an agenda.
I am not pushing any agenda. This is not an election, right? This is not politics. And I'm not trying to set them up for the fail here, all right? They're doing that themselves. They're doing that themselves right now.
Here's
the box score of tonight's game. Two hits for Chris Bryant, one hit for Rizzo, a hit for Fowler. And they drew only two bases on balls and struck out 10 times and left 11 runners on base and were 4-for-31. That's atrocious in any way you can slice it. It's bad.
Yeah, correct.
It's bad.
Game. Give me a break.
It's bad. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, it was a bad game.
It's the second straight bad.
Well, actually, I can't even say they played bad in the last game.
I'll take you off that.
The first one was absolutely not a bad game. If it was a bad game, then you're saying that Kershaw doesn't deserve those five.
That was a well played game. I'm not taking them off the hook for that. That was a well pitched game with great defense on both sides, and the Dodgers won. Dodgers won, of course, I'll go on 7 and Jansen to get a good 6-out save. And that happens sometimes in the playoffs. In the playoffs, pitching usually does pick up. That's true. Tonight was disappointing. I read a lot of my timeline, and there were a lot of disappointed Cubs fans on there that have seen this before. That's all.
Pitching in the playoffs, give me a break. Seen what before?
Are you disappointed with where you're at? I mean, were you disappointed watching this game?
No.
You're not.
Oh, no. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Do they have, in your opinion, do they have to win the next game to win the series?
It would be great if they win the next game, but they don't have to do anything.
They've got a hit.
The people saying they have to do this or that are just people that don't understand baseball.
So what am I missing here?
They've come up against the best pitching that anyone in the playoffs has faced. Anyone.
So far. Okay.
No one.
All right,
I will agree with that. Two games. No one.
And yet, the Dodgers were basically three innings away from being extinct, from playoff extinction, before Dusty Baker showed up and took out his ace and ruined that game by just putting, reliever.
They didn't lose. They're in the NLCS, so I don't understand what that means.
I'm just making the point maybe if with Scherzer or Scherzer convinced them to stay, maybe things would have been better. I don't know for the Nationals, and they wouldn't have crashed out.
Hold on, I want to get a ruling from retirement, Rob.
Oh, ruling! Holy crap! JPG is about to get a ruling from Rob Davis, who Rob Davis used to be part of these shows, but now he's in retirement. And I know why. I know what Rob Davis is doing, actually. Rob Davis is setting this up. He is setting this up. So if the Bills make the playoffs, Rob Davis will return in January. He'll make his triumphant return. That's what's going on. I know this, and I think Brian Sandhorn and Rob Davis are in cahoots as the Buffalo Bills continue to win games. That's what
I don't know anything about Buffalo Wild Wings.
I believe that Rob Davis will return in January when the Bills make the playoffs. That's what I believe is going to happen. So that is my conspiracy theory. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm listening.
Do you talk to J&F about Buffalo Wild Wings?
I have not. Do you want me?
Because I got a call from him. I got a call from him today, and he was very eager to know what I knew about Buffalo Wild Wings.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he called just to ask about that.
I have not. I haven't really talked to him about Buffalo Wild Wings. That's the odd part.
He was fascinated. He wanted all the details.
He wasn't in REM sleep.
He wasn't in REM sleep.
So retirement Rob. You asked retirement Rob about something. I think it had to do something with the playoff teams some of them were in October or out, and some of them that are still around. In the other series, it's been the Indians pitching. Even when one of their pitchers can't pitch and gets taken out of the first inning because he has a bloody pinky, and then Francona pieces together with his bullpen. And they win the game. Should he have gone to Kluber on 3 days rest? Good move, or should he have saved them for full rest to put him in case they needed him for game five? I mean, that's a good question to ask.
It was a smart risk to take. It just didn't come out good.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe because Josh Tobler, you know, with the bloody pinky and back there, rotation's a little short-handed, he just decided to take the risk and see if he could put away the Jays early. So I'm actually going to agree with that. The Jays actually, they were able to put together some runs without relying just on the long ball. Donaldson did hit a home run. Edward Carcanosio hit a big two-run single that basically finished the game, and they won the game 5-1. So they've off elimination. And game five is coming up, actually. So I know how exciting that's going to be. I don't think Toronto could come back, but would it surprise me if they got to a game six? I mean, they're playing at home. It probably wouldn't surprise me if they're forced to game six and forced the Indians to close it out at home. And then the pressure would shift to the Indians. Yeah. I mean, Cleveland's trying to get to their first World Series. They're trying to get to their first World Series since 1997. So,
what a World Series was.
I'm only giving you facts. That's all. That's all we're doing here. Okay, we're not messing around. I'm just giving you.
But that World Series was still a joke.
I can't seem to figure out why it was a joke. But
that Marlins team was a total fraud.
You know what? You forget. I mean, you were young back then. That Marlins team had a lot of veterans on that team. You know, that's one of the reasons maybe they were able to win that series. So
yeah, they pulled off the team and tanked, and it was a joke.
Well, that's how they're run. You know, that is how they're run. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with running your baseball franchise the way they run their baseball franchise. So you have Ryan Merritt. Ryan Merritt will start tomorrow for the Indians at 4 o'clock game. Another 4 game. Maybe that works well for the Blue Jays, the afternoon game. And Marco Estrada, look, I mean, on paper, you have to like the Blue Jays in that game. Now, But who knows? I don't know anything about Ryan Merritt. Do you know anything about Ryan Merritt? Because I sure as heck don't.
I don't. What? I'm actually going to go on record. I'm going to say the Blue Jays are coming back to win this series.
You know, if they do come back to win the series, that would be just like what happened in 2004 with the Red Sox and Yankees. So,
that's right. So now Terry Francona will have been on both sides of it.
Well, I like the fact that you're going on a limb as we're in overtime now. That's an interesting take. I personally do not think that the Toronto Blue Jays
really
can come back and win.
Oh, you hate Tulowitzki, right?
I don't hate Tulowitzki. He's actually been a great performer for them. He's been a very key performer for them in the October.
I forget.
I never said I hated him. I just thought they gave up a lot for him.
Oh, you?
Who said that I hated anybody?
Traded for him.
Who said that I hate anybody? I don't
understand. You have issues with the Toronto Blue Jays. Let's leave it at that.
I do. Because some of their players do rub me the wrong way, and they are a rival. But, you know, if they can come back, you know, that would be a remarkable comeback for them. So we'll see. We'll see if they're up to just to the task of forcing it to go back to Cleveland. So we'll see what happens with that. And it will be Cubs and Dodgers in Game 5, JPG. Game 4. Game 4, that's right. Well, I want to get ahead of myself. 8 o'clock at 5 o'clock cater time, where Lackey and Urias will hook up. Urias. And the game can be seen on your favorite station and my favorite station, FS1.
Oh, God, I hate FS1.
Would you like to... You've been noting something that you've noticed during their coverage that you haven't liked. And so what do you want to tell us about the great FS1 coverage that really disappoints you?
Yeah, the hell are they going to stop doing dugout interviews in the middle of the game? Hey, Clayton Kershaw, did you enjoy pitching in game 2?
What?
We cut away from in-game action to ask questions like this. Like, give me a break.
I hate to say this, but this is what Fox does. Fox does this on their regular station, and this has been part of their coverage, doing these stupid interviews that aren't taped, which is rude and doesn't have anything to do with the game. And
tape the damn interview like in between innings or something.
Well,
that's another good.
I never realized how much you have something in common with Phil Mushnick, a guy that hates Fox and writes about this stuff. But
well, I'm not Phil Mushnick, so I only watch when the Cubs are playing. But I want to watch the baseball game, and instead I get to watch.
You know what? I agree.
Like,
look, I agree with you. I think that, you know, I'm an old-fashioned person. You give me the ball game. Just give me the ball game. I don't need anything else.
I don't even agree that it's old fashioned. They missed that Travis Wood home. I don't know if you remember. They missed that Travis Wood home run.
They missed the Travis Wood home run.
Doing a freaking dugout interview. Like, the hell is wrong with you? Just stop. Play the game. Interview these people after the game.
You know what? I don't know what to say. I agree. These interviews are annoying. They do take away from the game, especially that they're covering. It is what it is. Now,
I'm tired of it, and there's no alternative. Like, you have to watch the game as they broadcast it.
Once you put it on mute. When they do these stupid interviews, just put it on you and don't let them ruin it for you.
They cut away from the at bats and stuff.
Yeah. Look, in the old days, you didn't have sideline reporters. You just got the game, and sometimes the broadcasters wouldn't say anything. They would just let the action rise and if there was a home run, they would just give you the crowd. And there wouldn't be all this stupid analysis all the time. Maybe you would have preferred to live in the 80s and early 90s because it was a lot different. It's a lot different now. So in a way, it's covered.
Yeah. What is Colin? I mean, why does Colin have two Facebook accounts now?
He has two Facebook accounts?
He just said he's logging into.
Maybe it's like, remember when we did that football league with him? And he. What the fuck's going on? And he had like three football teams in his own football league.
Yeah. Dude, that was so cheap. Sonny's Barbecue. Oh, I'm glad you reminded me of that. That still makes me angry. What a cheater. And it wasn't even, there wasn't even anything on the line. It was just for fun, and he still cheated.
Yeah, well, that was what made it so funny. I remember I made some kind of trade, like just to win the league or whatever, and if I had kept the guys that I had, I actually would have wound up with more points.
Yeah.
You know what? Colin is a real piece of work sometimes. So, how are you doing? I could see why he wants to use this account. He's being tormented by his ex-girlfriend. Well, that does suck.
Wait, what? He broke up with that girl?
I don't know. I don't know what he did and what he doesn't do.
I don't know.
Everything is new. I don't know. He's informing us of all this stuff. You know. Wait. So his girl left him without saying a word. I did not know this. Well, now, I mean, now we're finding out about this, and he's used this account before, you know?
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, so, I mean, we had no idea when he would use this account, I thought he had me on block or something, and I was being blocked.
Oh, yeah,
and
I was wondering about it too, actually.
I didn't realize that I was just showing up as no face or whatever for everybody. I figured he was in cahoots with Brian David and Rob Davis.
I thought he just blocked all of us or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, this is certainly a topic that we didn't expect to discuss. You know, speaking of topics. God, I wish Rob Davis would unretire. I just found something very interesting. I just discovered an article that Rob Davis would enjoy. Have you heard of Chad Kelly, the college quarterback Chad Kelly that Rob sometimes talks about?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, well, listen to this. Apparently Chad Kelly... He was trying to hit on a porn star and trying to date a porn star on Twitter. He started sending former adult star Mia Khalifa messages, and she bitched him out or whatever.
Jeez.
Yeah. This is not a good look for Chad Kelly. You know, Rob Davis is right about him. He's going to turn into a complete disaster. So, you know, I mean, Jay Beck got broken up. Like, his girlfriend did the same thing to him.
This is textbook.
Well, now Jay Beck's dating someone else. who knows? I mean, JPEG is unpredictable. Or actually, he is predictable. Now, I knew that they were together for a long time. And she just said nothing? I mean, it doesn't really make sense. I don't know. Women are weird. They really are weird. I don't know. We just had I was in my workplace today, you know? And it seems like they're always hiring these new people, you know? So I was just like working or whatever, my own business, and there was this really hot, like, new hire or whatever that was just like, oh, she was just really nice or whatever, and she was like in the lunchroom, and I just couldn't take my eyes off her. I mean, it was kind of a distraction. So I guess we're going to have to find out who she is. We're going to have to investigate that. But who knows? Women are very weird.
Why is he wasting his time talking to this slut? The porn star, yeah. I mean, this doesn't even make sense.
Oh, this, you know what? I have no idea. You know what? Athletes think they can just, like, do this stuff. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Why would you want to go after a porn star? I don't know. I think that he should aim a little higher, you know? You know who aimed higher, actually? Clint Frazier. You know, the guy that was acquired, the prospect that was acquired for the Indians, Yankees. He was trying to go after, what the hell is her name? Jen something.
I remember that.
Yeah, she's really smoking. And so he sent her a message, and she did not respond. I mean, who knows? She didn't. I mean, it worked out for her. Hey, I mean, at least he aimed high. Good job. Good job there. Aimed high, so I give him props. This show is about to die. Do you have any last words? Any motivational things to say? Oh, I sure hope that's not, you know, meant for your team. I don't know.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
You know what? I'm Derek Felix. What do you expect from me? I think there's only one way to end this show. Thanks for calling in, JPG. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'm going to end it with something depressing. For JPG, this is Derek Felix signing off, and see you all next time.